WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg and Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new initiative to increase access to housing for residents struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues. The initiative will provide housing support services to state Medicaid members experiencing or at risk of experiencing homelessness through local partners, including organizations affiliated with a tribal nation or the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Continuum of Care program. Those services will be offered beginning on February 1st. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Aspirus Health has announced the official location for their new planned hospital. The roughly 22-acre site will be located along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard just east of the city fire department, and the Chippewa Falls City Council is expected to review the measure at their meeting on Tuesday. Organization officials say they're hoping to complete construction within 18 months after breaking ground in the spring. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is also considering reopening St. Joseph's Hospital in the same area. One of the two people accused of stealing an SUV in Barron County during a test drive has been sentenced to probation. According to court documents, 24-year-old Ariana Line of Cameron and 34-year-old Nicola Lowe of Webster were charged with felony theft after taking the vehicle for a test drive and never returning to the dealership. Line entered a guilty plea to the charges in October and was ordered to maintain complete sobriety as part of the plea. Line and Lowe were also ordered to jointly pay nearly $2,000 in restitution. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers win in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. It's the first time they've won in Seattle since 2008. Head coach Matt LaFleur praised the defense after the win.
Our team effort, especially our defense, I thought they played a really good game. You know, for four quarters, got constant pressure on the quarterback, got a couple takeaways.
Rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper had five tackles, a quarterback sack, and his first NFL career interception after missing the last three games with a hamstring injury.
No, I was very hungry to get back out there and do what I did, and thankful my teammates and doing their job.
Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Nebraska yesterday in three straight sets. The Badgers have reached the regionals 12 years in a row.
Just proud of them, the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
That's Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy, too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide from the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, back at the world headquarters, high atop State Street at Blackhawk, the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. And we are coming to you today live from the West Coast here in Bremerton, Washington. That's just across the sound from the beautiful city of Seattle here in the Northwest. Been out here covering the Packers taking on the Seattle Seahawks in a key game. And as you heard our great sports reporter Mike Clemens tell you over the break there, the Packers get a big victory here in Seattle last night by a score of 30-13. And what turned out to be a really nice evening. Of course, Seattle, especially this time of year, noted for a lot of precipitation and some windy weather. But boy, the skies cleared off. It was a beautiful evening, not too cold, no rain until well after the game, and it was just a great evening here in Seattle, and congratulations to the Packers for getting that win over the Seahawks last night by a score of 30-13. Here in Bremerton, which again is just across the sound, I think a lot of people, and probably me before I started coming out here a little bit, Seattle is not right on the Pacific Ocean. There are different sounds and whatnot beforehand, and islands before you get out to the Pacific Ocean proper. So you go from Seattle, you go across the Puget Sound, and you can come over here to Bremerton by ferry. There's also a longer route you could drive on land and over a bridge as well, but you can take the ferry, and it's fantastic. So we are across the Sound here at Bremerton, which is the home of the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. Thus why I'm wearing my Navy cap today. And Mr. Zommers, big Navy-Army game or Army-Navy game over the weekend, and hung out with my godson who works for the Navy or Department of Defense, and hung out at a local bar here. And Navy got a big win as well over unexpected because Navy is unranked. Army, of course, is ranked, and so Navy got a big win there.
Well, that's also who I was rooting for because my dad was in the Navy.
Well, there you go. So
not, you know, you're a football not in the Navy football team,
but
he was in the Navy. And, you know, that's the closest tie I have to either of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a, and of course, we thank all of our men and women and all the active forces who put their lives on the line for us. But a great rivalry there, and a Navy picked up a win over the weekend in that game. As we've been talking about all morning long, all afternoon long, pardon me, throughout Wisconsin, latest breaking news on that shooting in Madison, Wisconsin today at 10:57 this morning. Police responded to a shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, where there were multiple people injured. And at this hour, of course, if, in case you didn't hear it at the top of the hour, And these things are fluid. We understand this, but our goal is to get it right. When we hear new and more accurate information, we're going to pass it on to you as soon as we can. It was reported by Police Chief, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes earlier today that 5 were dead and 5 were injured. That has now been amended, saying that 3 people have lost their lives, including the shooter. Chief Barnes noted that, as far as he knew, no law enforcement officers discharged their weapon. Therefore, it's anticipated that the shooter may, keyword may, have taken their own life in this. But 3 are now dead, and the figures have been amended to 3 dead and 6 injured. And the 3 dead include the shooter, and the 6 injured also include the shooter at this hour. And again, these things may...
Or it's an additional change. 6 injured.
Oh, it's all right.
For a total of 9.
All right. So a total of 9 people in this incident, 3 dead, 6 injured, and many of those were taken to area hospitals, including St. Mary's there in Madison. There's going to be another press conference coming up at 2:30 by Madison Police and law enforcement in the city of Madison. We will at least bring you parts of that, and certainly our civic media news team is following this, so we'll talk about it as we go throughout the afternoon. So difficult situation, certainly most difficult for those. Here we are 2 weeks before Christmas, and people have lost loved ones today. And that is unspeakable. That is something that no one could possibly understand unless you go through it. So no more difficult for those people who lost people today in Madison, or the families of those who are injured, and certainly for the entire community there in the east side of Madison and Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. It is now 11 minutes past the hour of 11. We are going to do our best to carry on and do as normal of show as possible for the rest of the day. Pretty hard to do that on a day like today, but we are going to turn a page and soldier on. And coming up at the bottom of this hour, our own Dan Schaefer, political editor, will join us live as he has lived out here in Seattle and give us a little bit of his takes on that. We'll talk maybe a little politics and the breaking news of the day as well. Again, no disrespect intended. We'll do it a bit more subtly than we normally would, but we do have business to get to, and at 11 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, it is time once again for our Grown Up Giftless Text to Win contest. Here we go, Mr. Zombers.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
Time once again for Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Summers, Jason and I, my godson, my youngest godson, we sat and watched It's a Wonderful Life over the weekend.
Well, have you that's seen that movie? Wonderful. I have seen
it.
Yes,
right. It's a great Christmas classic. Movie. It is a Christmas classic. So here now, once again, time for our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Every hour that we play this, somebody wins either a $100 bill or an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. That's every hour we play this. Everyone, regardless of whether you will win in the hour or not, everybody who enters will be entered in for one of 8 great grand prizes, which will be chosen randomly by computer at the end of this week. Prizes include a robot vacuum, a humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, or a set of luggage. So a total of 8, because there's 2 vacuums and 2 espresso machines and 2 sets of luggage. So 8 grand prizes at the end of this week. Here's how it works. If you have not done so yet, download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, your Apple or Android device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It is free. And then open that app up. The top or the first 11 stations are our news talkers that our show goes out on. Choose the one closest to you. If you don't have one, no worries. Just choose the one that looks the prettiest, the design or the logo. Or the first one is Waukesha, Milwaukee. Second one is Madison, so on and so forth. Choose one of those. Then on the right-hand side, the lower corner, it'll say text, T-E-X-T, text. You click on that. Now you're all set to go because I'm going to give you a word right now. Text this word on the Civic Media app. The word of the hour is win. W-I-N, win. Wouldn't it be nice to win? W-I-N, win is the word of the hour. Yes, it certainly would be nice to win. And you could be a big winner of an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. They have an indoor water park there. They have, what else do they have? Zombers, they have all kinds of great things there, including a great restaurant, a buffet as well. So all kinds of things that you can to win there or to entertain yourself if you go up there to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's absolutely fantastic.
So I've heard. I haven't actually been there.
What?
No, I wasn't able to make it to the holiday party there.
You weren't there? That, oh my gosh, that's right here. We've been doing this for a week and it took you a week to correct me.
Well, I didn't need to.
You just thought it was a better story. I appreciate
exactly,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was there. Matt Flynn was there. Phil Nee was there. And we enjoyed it. It's really a really great time. So text the word WIN, W-I-N, to the Civic Media app, W-I-N as in Nancy, win. Text it right now, and you'll be eligible for that great overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and everybody will be eligible to win one of the grand prizes at the end of this week. You're going to get a bounce back as long as you haven't blocked us. And why would you block us? We're nice people. You're going to get a bounce back text, and when you do that, just follow whatever the bounce back text says, and you're going to get an extra entry. So you get an extra entry for doing that bounce back text when you enter in. Also, what else we got here for you? Contest winners, both hourly and grand prize winners, will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days. And yes, even out here in beautiful Bremerton, Seattle, I have attorneys that like to remind me that this is a statewide contest. How about that? It's a statewide contest.
It sure is.
So yes, indeed. So anyway, text the word WIN, W-I-N, right now to the Civic Media app, and you too could be a lucky winner for this overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort. Are you hearing that pinging? Is that going across the ears, or is that just
pinging?
In my ear?
I'm not hearing a pinging. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's good. I'm glad to know that because that means our listeners, it's somehow on my earphones here, and I'm not sure why. Oh, you know what? I bet I have my, the Bluetooth is connected to my setup here.
But
every time somebody enters in, I hear ping. Bing,
oh, so you've
ping.
Been getting blown up, yeah.
Yeah. Just, thank goodness I only have really one good ear, so I only hear half of them. it's a great time to think of Christmas gifts and whatnot for your loved ones. And this could, think of how spectacular it would be if on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whenever you do gift exchanges, you give your loved one, your significant other, a friend, and say, here you go. Here is an overnight getaway to Wisconsin Dells Chula Vista Resort, and that could be yours if the price is right. No, it doesn't cost you anything. Just enter right now on the Civic Media app the word WIN, W-I-N, right now on the Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, as we said, our own Dan Schaefer is going to be joining us and talking a little bit of news of the day, but also talking a little bit about Seattle here. And again, we're here in Bremerton, which is just across the Sound from Seattle at the Puget, or just up the road from the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard, home to some of the biggest and most iconic aircraft carrier and submarines in the world here at Puget Sound, because it's very, very deep and right next to the Pacific Ocean as well. It takes a lot of men and women, both civilian and, of course, military, to keep all these ships and boats, as they say, and submarines going. And Bremerton is a real feel of military community out here. You go into bars and whatnot, lots of military memorabilia. The closer, of course, you get to base, the more of that you feel. People are very proud of it out here, as well they should be. And Bremerton is a growing area. Come on back. We're going to do more of our Text to Win contest and also a little bit of What's Worse. Dan Schaefer at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Will Show live in Bremerton across from Seattle on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Looking to rent out farmland? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking high-quality land for long-term rental agreements. Known for their dedication to soil health, Peck Farm uses scientific benchmarks like soil testing to ensure sustainable care for the land. Long-term collaboration makes sense for landowners and farmers alike. This holiday season, ask your family if they've heard of Peck Farms and let their trusted reputation put your mind at ease. To learn more, call or text 715-894-7772 or email markpeck302@gmail.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Following up our report on states which have passed a Voting Rights Act comes an authorization to collect signatures for the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights, protecting voters from suppression tactics and implementing reforms like automatic voter registration. The state of Ohio tried to reject it. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost twice objected to the title of the measure, tactically delaying the measure beginning in early 2024 so it couldn't make the November ballot. October 30th, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled that the AG did not have the authority to reject it on the basis of its title. Then in mid-November, the Ohio Ballot Board, headed by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, approved the measure to collect signatures. If passed, the constitutional measure, similar to Michigan's 2022 initiative, would enshrine Ohio voters' right to vote early in person, by mail, or on Election Day, and to do so without intimidation or harassment. It allows voter registration online, at the DMV, and on Election Day. It gives municipalities flexibility to expand polling locations and use drop boxes, and directs that state government and the courts should defer to supporting voters' rights. Given the state's derailment of November's citizen-led redistricting commission, expect more state-sponsored shenanigans before voters weigh in. We have the full text of the Ohio Voters Bill of Rights at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and trying to have a little fun doing it along the way as well, although today is a bit of a tough one here as we have the show live on the road from Bremerton, Washington, just across Puget Sound here in the Seattle area. What's up here, or out here, I should say, for that big Packers victory, 30-13 win over Seattle as we continue to follow the breaking news back home in Madison, Wisconsin, where this morning police responded to a school shooting. Again, we always hear, most often hear about these things at other places, and today it has unfortunately come to Wisconsin. Abundant Life Christian School is the site where now the updated numbers at this hour, according to police, three are dead, including the shooter, who is reported to have been a student at the school. Also, seven injured. And so we'll continue to follow this for you. The next update is going to be around the 2:30 mark, and Civic Media will carry it during the Maggie Dawn show at 2:30 from Madison Police here in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, there's all clear in the area, and people continue to go to the Reunification Center, which is at the SSM, or better known as Dean Health area in Madison, Wisconsin. Many thanks to our own Terry Barr for giving us the history here on Abundant Life Christian School. It was founded in 1978 as a community Christian school, as it was first graduating class in 1985. ALCS was specifically organized to offer student academic excellence in Christ-focused context, according to the website. ALCS offers grades from the kindergarten through the 12th grade. So again, all grades were in this facility. Approximately 200 families from some 56 different churches in the greater Dane County area, including Metropolitan Madison and its surrounding communities, are represented in the student body. So again, good to note from this information from Terry Barr here, that it's not just one denomination or one particular church that this affects. There are 200 families from 56 different churches in the greater Dane County area. And again, it's not just the metropolitan Madison area, but also the surrounding communities that are all represented in this school. So we'll continue to follow this. Again, next real update from Madison Police is scheduled to be at 2:30. We'll carry it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And, of course, we'll break into our regular programming here should new information or events warrant. Right now it's 24 past the hour of 1 o'clock here across the state of Wisconsin. Mr. Zomers, let's try a little what's worse. Here we go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse here at Seattle Edition, the 24 minutes past the hour of, 24 past the hour of 1 o'clock. I came in locally here, it's 11, so we're a couple hours behind, about 24 past 1 o'clock across Wisconsin. All right, now here's one that's timely indeed. It is a driving question of what's worse. So here we go. What's worse, being behind a slow driver or being tailgated? What's worse, being behind a slow driver or being tailgated? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, being behind a slow driver or being tailgated? 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, where incidentally, the word this hour to qualify to win one of those overnight getaways at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells, text the word WIN, W-I-N, text the word WIN right now, or text us this What's Worse. Mr. Zomers, any thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I definitely think that being tailgated is worse. Because if you're behind a slow driver, you can slow down and, you know, you can be the calming factor on the roads and just chill out. If you're being tailgated and they can't pass you or won't pass you, there's not a lot you can do to prevent an accident. And also it's really not considerate at all. It irks me.
I think that's a really good point because it brings in personal responsibility, right? You're right. I mean, you can be personally responsible and say, okay, look, this person might be driving me a little bit nuts ahead of me, but, I can slow down. I don't have to be the instigator here. But if you're the one being tailgated, there's always the urge, right, to kind of like tap your brakes a little bit,
right?
You know, so the person kind of backs off. But that could cause an accident as well. So,
especially some of them get really close.
Here's Brian from the Madison area listening on WMDX and says, I am an Uber driver. Very good. And let me tell you, I hate being tailgated because you're looking for addresses and people, and it's hard to do when somebody's on your backside. I could not agree more, Brian. And I've talked about on this show before, I drove Uber for a little over a year. I absolutely think that everyone at some point in your life should either have to be a taxi driver or an Uber or Lyft driver, because it gives you a great perspective of the world. You're talking to people, you're getting information, but that's a great point. When you're an Uber or Lyft driver or a taxi driver, you're trying to find your pickup, you're trying to find an address, whatnot, and if somebody's right on your tail, boy, that could be really dangerous. What's worse, being tailgated or being behind a slow driver? 855-752-4842. Go to Whistler back in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Whistler, what's worse?
Hey, good afternoon, man. I tell you what, sometimes driving between here and Madison, you know, going in or coming back, both are the worst, but I prefer being in front. Mm. But when a car is on my ass within a light, then, that's the worst.
Right? Because it makes you nervous. You're like, is this guy going to hit me in the backside or what?
Driving across the prairie, you know, between Spring Green and here.
Yep.
Flat open. You got good eyesight. Holy cow.
And then, that road I've driven so many times on Highway 14 there, you've got those areas where people can pass, and people are going 58, and then they hit that, and it turns into speedway and drag racing, 70 miles an hour.
Between Gulfton and Co-op.
Right.
You got the big farm on the right side.
All right. Thanks, Whistler. Appreciate you playing along. Thanks, Whistler. Whistler on WRCE in Richland Center. What's worse, being tailgated or being behind a slow driver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back on the other side with Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media. We're live from Bremerton, across the Sound, from Seattle, by the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin pediatric health officials say type 2 diabetes has risen dramatically in kids and teens over the last couple decades. According to UW Health Kids officials, the main cause of the rise has been genetics, making it difficult for kids and teens to cut down on their weight regardless of how healthy they eat or how much exercise they get. Scientific studies have linked cases of parents with diabetes or general obesity during pregnancy to a higher risk of type 2 diabetes in their kids. Health officials say the right medication can make the biggest difference. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced $1 million in grant funding to provide water quality and fish consumption education. The funding was provided through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and will be targeted towards parts of the state with higher rates of food insecurity and water contamination. With the funding, local partners will conduct outreach and education programs to share information on water testing in rural communities where fishing serves as a more consistent source of food access. State Senator Jesse James of Altoona says he's filed a police report against his daughter for improperly removing $32,000 from his campaign account. According to a statement on Friday, Senator James's daughter was serving as his campaign treasurer and had improperly withdrawn the funding over the course of 2024. He says all the improperly withdrawn funds have been returned, and he filed a report with the Altoona Police Department claiming nobody is above the law. The Altoona Police Department is conducting an investigation. The man charged with first-degree murder in a 50-year-old Dunn County cold case has entered a not guilty plea. 84-year-old John Miller of Minnesota appeared in court on Friday to enter the plea, and the court imposed a $1 million cash bond. Miller is accused of killing Mary Schlace in 1974 as she was hitchhiking across the state to Chicago. She was found dead in the town of Springbrook on February 15, 1974. Miller was arrested in early November thanks to DNA evidence. His next court appearance is scheduled for February 21st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A dark and dreary day today with mostly cloudy skies, patchy fog, and some spotty drizzle. Winds are a bit breezy too, out of the southwest, gusting around 25 miles per hour with high temperatures tapping 40. As we hold steady for most of the day in the upper 30s, we slide below freezing tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome talent manager and actress Heather Arndt and Appleton-based comedian Rob Brackenridge, who drops by the studio for some laughs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey, man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
And welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 past the hour of 1 o'clock. And yes, we're going to do a little recombobulating today with our very own political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer. But we are reporting today live from Bremerton, Washington, across the Sound from Seattle, where I've been here on Friday and today covering this great Packers victory out here in Seattle. Heard on some of our stations across Civic Media, 30-13. The Packers get a big win over the Seahawks last night, and going to get to that in a minute. First of all, don't forget, pardon me, that we are right in the middle of our Text to Win grown-up gift list contest. This hour, at the end of this hour, someone's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells by texting the word WIN, W-I-N, WIN, as in I would like to win. Text WIN right now to the Civic Media app. You'll be entered in, and somebody's going to win that great prize of an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, as well as being entered in to win one of our 8 grand prizes at the end of this week. Don't forget the computers are the one that choose these, so they must be spelled correctly. Make sure that you check it before you text it in. W-I-N is the word to text this hour. Also, a quick update for you on our top news story of the day. Again, a very, very difficult day for folks across the state of Wisconsin, including those in the Madison area. As at 10:57 this morning, Madison police received a call of a school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. And it has gone, we had our own Corey Hartman from Civic Media on location there, but is following a number of other sources as well. At this hour, this is what we can tell you, the latest news, according to reports, and this has been fluid throughout the morning and now going into the afternoon, as many of these types of breaking news situations are, but authorities in Madison, police authorities, have updated the injured dead to read 3 dead now in the school shooting in Madison, including the shooter. Important that Chief Barnes said, as far as he knows, no law enforcement officer discharged their weapon in this incident, which means that the shooter may have killed themselves in this incident. There are 7 injured. So again, 3 dead at this hour, 7 injured are the latest numbers that we have at this Abundant Life shooting in a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. We expect another update at 2:30 during the Maggie Dawn show, and Civic Media News will bring you that update from Chief Barnes and Madison Police at 2:30 this afternoon. And again, if there is something pertinent that we need to break in during the show, we will certainly do that later on this half hour. 37 now past the hour, and we do in fact bring on our political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, who joins us via StreamYard from Milwaukee today. Dan, we had anticipated having a pretty lighthearted segment focusing on Seattle and the Packers, but certainly the news of the day. And I think, you know, I'm out here, I'm staying with my godson. I don't have any kids of my own, but, you know, my 2 godsons, Jason and Alex, is the closest thing I'll ever get to actual children, and I love them to death. And I can't imagine for you as a parent having your own children thinking about what these other parents are going through today.
Yeah, my thoughts are, of course, with the
people and the families of Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Just a devastating news story to come across today. You know, and whenever something like this happens, it really touches every parent, everybody who has a child in school, and these, you know, these happening more and more over the years, and it just doesn't become any less frightening, any less scary, any less troubling. And I, you know, it's just my heart goes out to all those folks. If people are sending prayers today and all of that, I think, you know, we'll you know, I imagine there will be more to talk about once we have the full picture of the story, once the updates are all there as well. But just, you know, my immediate thoughts are just with the families involved there. Just a devastating tragedy.
Yeah, certainly second that. And again, sending our thoughts and prayers, as trite as sometimes that seems. But I also think that in situations like this, certainly there are politics wrapped around it. And Chief Barnes of Madison alluded to that when asked if Abundant Life had magnometers, or better known as metal detectors, in the school. And he said, according as far as he knew, they did not. And he editorialized and took the opportunity to national media and said, nor did he think they should be, that they should be safe places for our kids to go. But certainly there are always politics wrapped up in these tragedies. But I do think, whether you're a person of faith or not, that just knowing that there are people out there sending good vibes, sending prayers, that in these times we come together as communities, that's largely what Wisconsin is about, that we can set aside differences and try to support one another, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is step one, right? Step mm-hmm. one is being there for people in these moments of tragedy. You know, there will, of course, be policy questions and other questions to be asked about this incident once we have the full scope of information from law enforcement, from other folks that were there at the school today. But I think, you know, just for now, I think it's important to just do what you can to be there for each other, even if it's just, you know, kind of sending a message of thoughts and prayers. You know, yeah. It's like you said, as trite as it can often sound from time to time, it's, you know,
but I also think it matters, right? Yeah, I mean, it matters if you're going through something. Just to know, I mean, I've said this before this program, but the great television journalist Susan Simon at WISC and Channel 3, you know, once told me at a time when I was in a pretty dark place and just mental health wise, and she didn't even know it. You know, it was about something else, and she tweeted something in reply to something I put out there, and she said, you know, you could get through anything as long as you know you're not alone. And I think that's what our friends and neighbors need to know today, that they're not alone, that we're here supporting them. Let's try to turn a page if we can, Dan, because originally we had asked you to come on the show, and we're out here in, I'm here in Bremerton, which is across the Sound from Seattle, but we came out here to Seattle area on Friday. We did the show from Buckley's on Queen Anne, one of the official sports, Packers sports bars here in the Seattle area. And you sent me a text. You said, you know, I used to live out there. I said, oh, that's right. So when were you out here, Dan? And what were kind of your remembrances from your time here in the Northwest?
Yeah, I ended up only really being there for about a little over a year. But it was 2017, 2018 that I lived in the Seattle area. We still go out there pretty regularly. We have some really close friends out there. I actually officiated a wedding in Bremerton last year.
Really?
So yeah, small world, of course, right?
Now, wait a minute. Breaking news here. Not only is Dan Schaefer the founder of the Recombobulation Area and our political editor at Civic Media, you're telling me you also officiate weddings.
This was the one and only time I've ever done it. So I was a close friend of ours, you know, was getting married, and my wife was the maid of honor, and my daughters were the flower girls, and so I was the officiant for that wedding and this summer in Bremerton. It was the first time I had ever done it, so it was an interesting.
I bet you'd
experience.
Be really good at it. You have the voice for it and the presence for it. I bet you'd be very, very good, because a lot of people, that's like a side gig, because it doesn't take, you don't have to be like an ordained minister or anything. You have to fill out a form, basically, right, to be an official officiant.
It was actually kind of surprising how easy it was
right?
to become ordained. So it was like my wife was reminding me, she's like, hey, you got to do this before we go out to, you know, take care of everything for the wedding. And we're booking trips and like all of that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll see how long it takes. And about 5 minutes later, I texted her back and I was like, All right, we're all set. I'm an ordained minister of the whatever it's life.
Reverend
church
Dan, we're going to start calling you Reverend Dan.
That's right. I'm a man of the
recapopulation area. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's great. So you were out your officiating wedding and stuff. But I mean, it's a cool area if people haven't been. I don't know. This is my fifth or sixth time out here. I was in another life in the coffee business, so we had, as it turns out, conventions out here in the Seattle area. It was what initially took me out here.
Coffee in Seattle, that's for sure.
All right. Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, my godson's been out here too. One of my godsons has been out here 2 years at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. And there's just this great, in my opinion, military vibe of the men and women. When you get to see some of these ships, or as they call them, boats that are in port out here, and the size, I mean, you can't obviously get on base if you're a civilian, but you can kind of see as you drive around or along, you know, the shore, you can get kind of glimpses of them. They're just massive, massive. You know, some of these aircraft carrier 5,000 people. They're floating cities, and folks out here are very proud of that.
Yeah, it's a very cool thing, especially on that side of the Sound in Bremerton, where you've got a lot of people who work and live and interact with that naval base, and it's an important part of the city there. And yeah, people sure do take a lot of pride in that, especially in Bremerton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I lived in Seattle for a little over a year, and you said it was Buckley's on Queen Anne that you watched.
Yes. Did you go there? Have you been there?
I have watched a couple Packer games there.
It's a great place. Here's a pro tip. Try the sesame seed Thai ribs. Fantastic. Blow your mind away.
There you go. But yeah, saw a couple games. There was another Packers bar in Capitol Hill. I forget the name of it now. I don't know if it's still open, but I saw a couple games. Saw a couple games there. And the Packers Seahawks, it's not quite a rivalry because it's not like a divisional round. But I feel like they have played each other so many times over the years that it's kind of become a rivalry. And I always get super nervous whenever the Packers play the Seahawks, given the history of the team with the Fail Mary, with the NFC Championship game about 10 years ago now. Like there's never been a normal game. I don't feel like that the Packers and Seahawks have ever played together. So, it was fun to see that win last night, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly was. And did you ever go to a game out here in the stadium when you lived out here?
Didn't get a chance to go to a football game. Went to a bunch of Mariners games though. That was kind of my adopted Seattle team because of the Packers Seahawks kind of rivalry.
Right.
I never was going to get the 12th man jersey or whatever it might be. But there's not a lot of Brewers Mariners bad blood, so I was comfortable taking that team up as kind of my adopted Seattle team. So and they had a really fun experience there. It was Safeco Field at the time. It's what T-Mobile Field now, I think. But it's a beautiful place to see a game, that's for sure.
It is, and I was surprised how loud. I mean, Trigvi Olsen and I just saw the Packers-Detroit game at Lambeau here a month ago, whatever that was, and now being out here, I mean, it's kind of like a football on its side. That's how they built the stadium, so it's really, really high on each side, and boy, is it loud. I mean, it is, in my opinion, much louder than Lambeau. And Lambeau is completely enclosed now, so you would think with kind of openings, but boy, it got loud last night. It's a tough place to play, and I have to be honest, a pretty beautiful stadium.
It is, and I think they're it's known for how loud it can get there. So as far as like the outdoor, stadiums, like there's not a whole lot of outdoor stadiums that get as loud as it does in Seattle, and people really are into that team, and I think for all of Washington State, you get a lot of people. Like you'll go out into, if you do a road trip through the Olympic Peninsula, as I have many, that was one of our favorite things to do out there, is just kind of do that loop through the Olympic Peninsula. You'll see those 12th man flags flying in even the most rural parts of Washington. So it's cool to see the passionate fans on either side of it, even if my thoughts on I don't know, Russell Wilson or Richard Sherman might not be something the Seattle locals, Washington State locals will agree with.
Right, exactly. All right, Dan Schaefer, here's the pressing. Usually we talk about more serious things, but the pressing question to you, political editor of Civic Media, what's worse, being tailgated or getting behind a slow driver?
Oh, being tailgated, for sure. Mm-hmm. Getting behind a slow driver is always frustrating, but when you can't, but that you can at least kind of control from time to time, right? You can try to find your way around. Somebody's tailgating you, you can't really do anything about that a lot of the time, and that can get, that's the worst. I don't like
that. Totally agree.
Especially if it's on like a two-lane road in, you know, like I mentioned, if you're going in like the loop around Olympia National Park and you're tailgated by somebody in the mountains who's maybe a little bit more knows how to navigate those hilly roads a little bit better than you might be able to. Getting tailgated is no fun.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, Dan Schaefer, thanks for joining us on a tough day with local news, but helping us to talk a little bit about the Seattle area as well. You can find all Dan's work at the recombobulationarea.com and at civicmedia.us. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd. Be well.
Reverend Dan, that is. He'll do your wedding. Give him a call. Recombobulate your wedding. Come on back. We'll take your answers to what's worse and wrap up the show from Seattle after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are here live in Bremerton, Washington, just across the sound from Seattle on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer engineer back home in Madison, where you will find us tomorrow, although the flight schedule is tight. So our good friend Trigvi Olson, who may actually be in Madison tomorrow, he is going to guest host the first hour tomorrow with Mr. Zommers. So look forward to that. And hopefully, Zommers, I will be landing in Madison in time, where I'll be joining you for hour number two in the studio. So we'll eventually get back to normal there in Madison. But thanks to Trigvi Olson, who is guest hosting hour number one of tomorrow's show.
Yes, whether he's here or back home in D.C., it'll be good to see him.
Yeah, absolutely. Always a good time. Trigvi Olson, of course, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and of course, a former Republican like myself, a native of River Falls, Wisconsin. So he has a great Wisconsin perspective, as always. Trigvi was here with his daughters. He was on the show, of course, from Buckley's and Queen Anne on Friday. We were going to link up tomorrow, yesterday, at the game, and I texted him. I said, are you outside or inside? And he said, well, we're in the stadium. But he never said, well, here's where we're at. Come find us.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't know whether you wanted to be left alone or what. So we never actually got to see each other at the game proper.
Unfortunately.
But I take it, but we know he was at the game. So you could ask him about that tomorrow. Did you just not want to hang out with Todd, or what's the deal?
Maybe he was just busy and forgot. I don't know.
I bet that was, you know, he has two lovely daughters to take care of, and so he was hanging out with them, as he should. So many thanks for Trigvi being in tomorrow and the first hour, and I will join him in hour number two back in Madison before time runs out. Also, many thanks to my favorite youngest godson, Jason, for allowing me to crash out here in his wonderful apartment, and so proud of him, as I am his brother, Alex, two great guys. And it was so cool being with Jason and these other two University of Wisconsin-Madison graduates, Nick and Matt, yesterday, hanging out with them, all three of them, just great guys and smart as heck. And doing, you know, working for the Department of Defense out here and working on, you know, obviously they can't tell you the classified information that they do, but on a very, you know, 30,000 foot level, they're working on things like, you know, nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers and keeping them safe and keeping the sailors safe. And it just, it really shows you the ripple effect of when you hear University of Wisconsin, Madison, how far those ripples go in impacting lives. It's not just people sitting there taking classes for nothing. They are learning life skills. They're learning scientific information that is going to, they're going to use that information to go on and better other people's lives. So, wow. I mean, just cannot say enough about the engineering program at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And to Jason and Nick and Matt, thanks. And, of course, all of those here at the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Bremerton, we thank you for your service and all of the military folks across our country as well. That's, I guess, coming up on all tomorrow's show. We had a couple of texts here in What's Worse, being tailgated or being behind a slow driver. Catherine in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, if you're being tailgated, it's better to put on your warning blinker lights than tapping your brakes. The driver behind you will also get out of your lane. All right, there's some good practical advice. Tom in Jackson, listening on WAUK, says, behind a slow driver on the interstate is worse. Many do it on purpose. Yeah, the interstate, that's a whole nother, the Beltline in Madison, that's like a whole other thing, right? Also, Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX, says, what's worse, tailgating. I'm that guy who drives the speed limit. Well, he and my mother, so right there. But nothing wrong with that, by the way. People should drive the speed limit.
Yeah, people way under the speed limit, that's unsafe. But driving wrong with driving the speed limit.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Also, Greg in Waukesha, just wanted to point out to you guys that the University of Puget Sound was in Waukesha last spring, at least for women's basketball team was, for the NCAA Division III tournament. Wow, I did not know that, which was held at Carroll University right here in Waukesha. Well, Greg, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. James in Madison, listening to WMDX, says, thanks for posting the updates about the shooting. I'm a listener with kids in the school. I appreciate you covering that situation. And we thank you, James, for your listenership. And that is a good but unfortunate segue to let you know that, yes, there was a shooting today in Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. According to updated reports now, three people, including the shooter, are dead. It is believed that the shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There are seven people injured for a total of 9 casualties at this hour. That is going to be updated at 2:30 this afternoon. And Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is scheduled to hold another press conference, and we here at Civic Media News plan on covering it for you, so be listening then as well. A tough day here at Civic Media News as we continue to cover this. Never enjoyable, but it is our job to bring you the facts. And again, many thanks to Corey Hartman and Jamie Martinson, who are on the scene within minutes today, bringing us live coverage for that. And thanks to all the engineers, and of course you, Mr. Zomers, back home for helping us get that information on the air for our listeners. That is why we are here at Civic Media, to focus on local news as it happens around the state of Wisconsin, and to bring you accurate and fair and, of course, truthful information as it becomes known. And we'll continue to do that with a special report here at 2:30. I think, Mr. Zomer, is that wrap? Oh, the text to win contest, it seems a little bit more than a little trivial today, but important. You can win one of the great prizes, an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Text the word WIN, W-I-N, right now to the Civic Media app. A couple of minutes left to win that as well. We thank you, Mr. Zomer. Great work today, my friend. Appreciate you. We'll see you back home tomorrow.
And thank you.
Absolutely. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, even on the toughest of days for folks in Madison today. We'll see you back home in Madison. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying, keep banging your drum.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser fills us in on last weekend's convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And welcome back, Chi-Chi's.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets. There's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators. He's President-elect Trump's pick to run Health and Human Services. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He is under scrutiny for his position on vaccines, suggesting disproven theories that they cause autism. His personal attorney has also petitioned in the past for the polio vaccine to be revoked.
In a statement, ousted Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad says he didn't plan to leave his country, and those running it now are terrorists. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg and Moscow.
These are the first comments purportedly from Mr. Assad since those dramatic events that forced him to flee Syria.
And CBS's Anna Schechter on the push to get the man charged in the CEO murder from Pennsylvania to New York.
If there is a waiving of the extradition, this could move very quickly, and you could see him back in New York the following day. I would say as soon as Wednesday. That is a possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.